Well, thank you very much. And speaking of sleepiness, I think this brings us through to our last news story. Katrina.
Yes, this week has seen breakthroughs into the mysteries of sleep, helping us understand the ancient tradition of rocking babies to sleep and why we need our shut-eye at all. Researchers from France and Switzerland have discovered that the rocking motion found in cradles and hammocks not only lulls people to sleep more quickly than lying still, but also encourages deeper sleep. So they asked volunteers to have a 45-minute nap in their experimental hammock, which was either still or gently rocking, while an electroencephalogram, or EEG, was used to monitor the waves of activity in their brains. The study, published this week in Current Biology, found that the rocking motion helped volunteers fall asleep more quickly, with a shorter period of stage 1 or light sleep. The rocking caused more stage 2 sleep and increased the number of sleep spindles. These are important patterns of brain activity that seem to be needed to refresh our ability to learn after our sleep. So rocking helps send us to sleep and helps deepen our sleep in an afternoon nap. The next step will be to see if the same thing applies for a full night's sleep and to see if the sleep changes caused by rocking help with learning and memory consolidation. Perhaps rocking beds will soon be standard options in all furniture shops. But why do we need to fall asleep at all? So also in the news this week, fruit flies have taught us more about the role of sleeping in refreshing our minds so that they can lay down new memories. Researchers publishing in the journal Science used fruit flies that were genetically modified to fall asleep if the temperature rises above 31 degrees centigrade. Armed with this ability to induce sleep on demand, they wanted to investigate the synaptic homeostasis model, the idea that new connections between nerves are continuously formed when an animal is awake, and these are downscaled during sleep to prevent an overload of circuits. They showed that the flies in a socially enriched environment, with exposure to about 90 other flies, formed lots of new connections between their nerves, and this meant that they were unable to lay down long-term memories when researchers tried to train them to suppress their mating rituals. But flies that have been socially isolated, on the other hand, forming fewer new connections between their nerves, and later performed well on the long-term memory task. But can sleep refresh the brain and abolish the effects of the social enrichment? The researchers used temperature to allow the flies 4 hours of sleep after their social enrichment, and this did indeed restore the ability of the flies to form new long-term memories, supporting the idea that a period of sleep simplifies neural connections and leaves the flies better able to learn.
So is the take-home message from this that when you've got important things to learn, maybe you've started a new job and there's lots of names and faces to remember, or maybe you've got exams coming up, the important thing to do is have a good solid nap and preferably in a hammock?
The hammock will help you to have that good solid nap, and the good solid nap should clear your mind and make you more able to lay down new memories.
Well, thank you very much. And if you would like to follow up on any of the stories we've covered this week, you can find more information and the references online at thenakedscientists.com/news.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.